This reading is from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. That which from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not have life by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We have confessed our sins. He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim to have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his words has not placed in our lives.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, thanks, Lucien, and good morning, everyone. It's great to be able to be here and to speak to everyone at home as well as people in the building. I wonder how you're feeling this morning. Some of us are feeling a bit anxious because the tech failed on us this morning. And of all the mornings for it to fail, this morning was not the one. I want to tell you a secret, though. Number one, we've got a brilliant team who worked their socks off to get software that wouldn't update to update. And secondly, tonight's carol service, you don't need to be worried about, because it's already uploaded on YouTube and Facebook and every other book and every other tube, so it will definitely work without any tech, unless the internet itself goes down. So, hey, how are you feeling this morning? That's the question. How are you feeling about Christmas? Put your hand... Irene said she's really excited about Christmas. Put your hand up if you are excited about Christmas. Ish. Even those that are expecting to... weren't expecting to stay here and have to stay here anyway... if you're excited about Christmas, Christmas is great. You know, my guess is that there are some people who are feeling excited, and that's lovely. And there are some people who are feeling a bit worried about Christmas, because there's still loads to do. Put your hands up if you're a grown-up, and you've still got quite a lot to do for Christmas. Yeah, a few hands. Well, both of my hands could be going up with it. And some people this year are going to feel sad and disappointed. I'm not going to ask for volunteers for that one. But some people are going to be sad and disappointed because they can't meet with loved ones. I know there's some people in the room that that's true of. And because COVID-19 means we can't meet with family like we'd like to. But what about presents? Put your hand up if you like presents. Everybody likes presents. Underneath our Christmas tree here, our church Christmas tree, are some presents. Now, I know some of them are empty boxes, but not all of the boxes are empty. And I want to show you not all of the boxes are empty. See, I happen to know that in one of them and in another one, there are some things. Let me just shake them. Ready? Hey. I love boxes, presents like that, that make a noise. Of course, boys and girls, don't go in your home and shake any presents under the Christmas tree because you might break what's inside. But hey, I happen to know that in one of these there is something wonderful, and I'm quite excited about opening it. Now, I have a bit of a confession to make about this, that there's less than I thought there were, but it looks pretty good. You ready? Any ideas what's inside here? No? No? If you're watching at home, boys and girls, whisper to the grown up sitting with you what you reckon might be inside. Really good. It's really good news, this. Okay, inside this one is some chocolate. Does that sound all right? I think that sounds pretty good. I happen to know these are Quality Street because there's the purple one and there's the green one. And do you know what the best news about this is? I'm going to leave these by the door, and in a socially distanced, very responsible, don't put back the one that you picked up way, anyone under 85 can pick up one of these on the way out. So there we are. That's that one. Now, that was quite good, wasn't it? That was good news to look inside that one. It makes how does chocolate make you feel? Hungry is the answer. Hungry. Right. And then there's this one. Now. Oh, I'm quite excited about this one because this one's really heavy. What do you reckon's inside here? There's a kind of... oh. There's a kind of a not quite so interesting smell coming out of this one, but hey, should we open it? What do you reckon? If you're watching at home, whisper to the grown-up, or some of you at the back, whisper to the grown-up next to you, what do you reckon's inside here? Ready? One, two, three. Sprouts! Brussels sprouts! The classic thing of a British Christmas. I don't understand why it is. I was trying to explain to Classian what's in a normal British a Christmas dinner, because he comes from the Netherlands and they eat different things that you put... chocolate sprinkles on bread and things, don't you? There we are. Whereas the British, what are we known for? We're known for Brussels sprouts with turkey. Why they come from Brussels, I don't understand, but there we are. Put your hands up if you like Brussels sprouts. How interesting. Loads of people like, yeah, okay. Well, do you know what? Yeah, if anybody wants a Brussels sprout on the way out, they can help themselves to that as well. There we are. That's presence. Of course, the presents remind us of the presents that the Lord Jesus was given by the Magi or wise men on that first when he was born. And they brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. We don't generally give those things away anymore, but we do have presents like the ones I've just shown you. But how presents and Christmas and everything else make us feel? How does all of that make you feel? Excited? Worried? How do Brussels sprouts make you feel? Anyone want to go, ugh? No, well, we won't go there. Of course, how we feel can change according to lots of different things. How we feel can change according to how tired we are. How we feel can change according to how hungry we are. And actually, I think for quite a lot of us, how we feel can change according to how much chocolate we've eaten and whether or not we've had enough of that. Sometimes our feelings can change, but sometimes the things going on around us can change how we feel, particularly if they're really big things going on around us. And in the Bible reading that Keris gave to us just a few minutes ago about the angels appearing to shepherds, the Bible really helpfully tells us how they felt all the way through that story. I wondered if you noticed how people felt. Now, for the grown-ups who are watching, I hope you will bear with me this morning because normally what I would do in an all-age service like this is I'd get the kids to come out and I'd have got them to open the presents and stuff like that. I can't do that because of COVID-19, which is really irritating, actually. That's how it makes me feel. But I hope you're going to be patient with me, because not getting volunteers means I need them to take part from where they're sitting. The grown-ups are welcome to take part if they'd like to, but I need the kids to take part. Let me read to you again just the beginning of that incident. You ready? And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch of their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Can you understand why they were terrified? There they were, minding their own business, presumably just sitting. You can hear the sheep just quietly bleating in the background. Bah, bah. And they're maybe, I don't know what they were doing, maybe carving wood or just chatting away. And it's kind of dark and there's a fire going. And all of a sudden, boof! Don't you think you would have been terrified too? I think I would have been absolutely terrified. They're confronted not just by angels and light, but they're confronted by God's glory. It's suddenly all around them. It says an angel appeared to them, the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. Do you know, the Old Testament of the Bible teaches us very clearly that God is wonderful and glorious and holy and amazing and loving and... In fact, the one thing the Bible says God cannot do is he cannot lie. So we know he'll never do that, and we know he's always good. And of course, we're not like that at all. We're not wonderful. Sadly, we do lie. We're not holy. Which means that actually when we're confronted by God, we're terrified too. No wonder they were terrified. They were suddenly confronted by the glory of God, and they knew that they didn't deserve to get it. In fact, I guess they probably thought they were going to get blasted. Now, here's the bit I want the boys and girls to remember. If you were terrified, what face would you make? Anybody want to give me a terrified face? No? Can you do terrified? I'm not seeing very many terrified faces here, actually. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If you wanted to make a face on a mobile phone or computer to show how you felt, then there's these wonderful little pictures called emojis. And I've looked up the terrified emoji. Are you ready? The terrified emoji looks... Can you do it, boys and girls? The terrified emoji looks like this. Go. That's the terrified... Can you see? The shepherds looked like that. I think it's come up on the screen next to me about here. Is that right? That's where the shepherds were on that morning. It was on that night, it was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. I'm terrified now. But there's great news. Because the angel said they didn't need to be terrified. Let me read to you a little bit more of what it said. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." They were terrified because they were confronted by God's glory. But the angel gave them great news that though they don't deserve God's glory, he has sent a Savior, a rescuer, someone who can make it possible for us to know God. Now that is good news of great joy. Now when it comes to emojis, if this is terrified, what's the good news emoji? Does anybody know? If someone gives you good news, what do you do? Go on, Clemmy, what do you do if someone gives you good news? Brilliant! Exactly. Go on, bring it up. You do this, don't you? Ready? Good news. That's the good news emoji. That's terrifying, but that's good news. Can you do that at the back, Leland? Come on, I want the good news emoji. Ready? Someone's going to say they're more terrified than ever, but hey. And then it says this. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." So they start being confronted by God's glory. Boom! They think they're going to be blasted, so they're terrified. They discover that it's good news, so they're happy. And then he says this. The reason the angel gave us that there would be good news of great joy for everyone is because the coming of the Lord Jesus would make it possible to have peace on earth. Now, can you give me the peace emoji? Now, what's the peace emoji? Does anybody know? Anyone know what peaceful looks like in emojis? Don't bring it up yet. Don't bring it up yet. Don't bring it up yet, Dan. Let them guess. Because actually, I think there's a problem before we show the peace emoji. The problem is that some people say, "Well, it's all very well saying Jesus came to bring peace on earth, but actually loads of wars have been started by people that say they're working for Jesus. He didn't bring peace on earth. He came to bring all sorts of chaos. Look at all the bad things that have been done in Jesus' name." To which I want to say, there are three big secondary schools in Chippenham, and my kids went to one of them. But if one of my kids somehow managed to get one of the school jumpers or blazers from one of the other schools and put that on and then went about and caused chaos, they might look as though they're from that school, but actually it wouldn't be true, would it? There's no point saying that that's a terrible school because someone doing bad things is wearing the wrong school jumper. Well, that is true with Jesus as well. People have been saying, "Oh, I'm doing this for Jesus and that for Jesus and the other for Jesus." But they're not listening to what he says. He came to bring peace on earth. And the peace that Jesus brought isn't first and foremost the peace of people not being angry and cross with each other. That comes from knowing his peace. The peace that Jesus brought is the real peace of knowing peace with God, peace of heart, peace on the inside. That means I can know God as my loving Heavenly Father all the time. And once I've got that, and I take him seriously, well, then everything else will flow from that. So what emoji, what face would you make for peace? If you wanted to look peaceful, what face would you make? I'd love to get volunteers. I'm not allowed to get volunteers out. Let me show you. Ready? 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 We'll do calm. Ready? The grown-ups, this will appeal to the grown-ups, I think. Ready? When you want to go calm, you go... Don't you? Ready? Try that again. Ready? That looks like peace. Go on, bring us the peace emoji then. Dan, put us all out of our misery, will you? There we go. Look, look, that's the peace emoji. I looked it up. I asked Google what emoji worked for peace, and it showed me that one. So they go from being terrified to thrilled to being at peace. They went to see Mary and the baby. Let me read to you what it says. They have peace of heart, peace of knowing God that he loves us and is with us forever. That's what he came to bring. Let me read it. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord told us about." No wonder, because they stopped being terrified, started being thrilled, and now knew that it was possible for them to be at peace. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed, and the shepherds said to them. You can imagine the scene, can't you? They've been to see Jesus and in the manger, and they just told, they couldn't help themselves. Mary, Joseph, what's your name? Mary, what's your name? Joseph, what's his name? Jesus. Well, we're here because some angels appeared to us and they told us we didn't need to be terrified. There was great news that he's been born, has brought peace, and now he's here and we're thrilled. We believe in him. We believe God sent a rescuer, and he's here in this manger right now. That's really exciting. They believed. And then they went. And how did everyone they told feel? Do you remember? When they went around and they told everybody, guess what? We were in the field and the sky went white. And they said, we don't need to be terrified. We can be pleased. We can. How did everyone they told that to feel? What do you reckon? How do you feel? Well, I think actually the word is amazed. It says everyone they told was completely amazed. Now, what emoji do you get for amazed? You ready? I think when you're amazed, you do this. Exactly like that. Boys and girls, can you make an amazed face? Ready? Well, exactly. Exactly. Everyone they told was amazed. Go on, Robert. Ready? I can't see it behind the mask, can I? See, this is not just good news for shepherds, it's good news for everyone. And maybe some of those amazed people were not told, but I think it's fair to reckon that Bethlehem, which would not have been a very big place, people went to check it out. So Mary and Joseph had a queue of people poking their head around the door, saying, oh yeah, there is a baby in a manger. Oh, look, well, what's his name then? People were amazed and they went to check it out, and the word spread, and the shepherds spread the word about God's great news that you don't have to be terrified anymore. He's brought good news of great joy for everybody, that's possible to have peace with God, to be amazed at what he's done. It says that Mary treasured up all these things in her heart. She treasured the news. She treasured the memory of the shepherds coming. The wise men wouldn't have come yet, but I'm sure she treasured that too. She treasured the news that this little one of hers had come to bring peace with God. And when finally he did that by dying on a cross as a grown man, taking the punishment we all deserve to buy our peace with God, she had treasured it, she knew. Her heart was broken, but she knew. And when he rose again from the dead, proving it had worked, I'm sure she treasured that wonderful good news too. You know, Mary would one day think back to all that had happened, but when she thought back, she would do what the shepherds did. That last little verse, do you remember what it said? The shepherds told everyone, everyone was amazed. And then it says, they went home glorifying and praising God. If you're really thrilled with something that's happened, imagine you're watching a football team, playing your football team, playing another football team, and finally your football team scores the winning goal. What do you do when your football team scores the winning goal? You do what? What was that, Class Young? Yay! Go on, Robert. What was that? What do you do, Leland? Come on. Yay! Exactly. So actually, the shepherds went home and they went, yay! Praising God. And that's the emoji for praising God too. Can you see what's happened? The coming of this rescuer has taken from people from being terrified of God to being thrilled and pleased with the coming of the Saviour, that there would be peace with God that people could be amazed at as they go on to praise him instead of be terrified of him. Isn't that great news that Jesus has brought? So that we can really know God personally and not just be terrified of him, but really know him and love him and know that we're loved by him. So actually, this message of Christmas, we know our feelings can change. Our feelings will change with too much food over the next few days. Be careful how much you eat. But the truths of Christmas and the coming of a Savior don't change. What? Now we've been through it with these emojis. If you had to put yourself on one of those five, where would you put your feelings about Christmas? Anybody say they're terrified? Anybody say they're pleased? Anybody say they're at peace? They're amazed or they want to praise God? Well, Jesus has made it possible for us all to praise God and know him and love him and trust him forever. And I pray that like Irene, we will do that. Actually so that we have the knowledge of the Saviour with us all the time of our lives and on one day into eternity. That is great news, and it can be ours as we put our trust and faith in Jesus. We're going to sing our last carol this morning, and I'm so grateful that our music team has been able to do that. Can I say, if you're watching at home and you want to know more about putting your faith and trust in Jesus and really knowing him, on our website there is a button right on the front page of our website called I Want to Know More. Press that, and it'll show you how you can get in touch with us.